Both propositions have origins in an oversight. Let's start with Proposition 1. San Antonio Senator Leticia Vandepute wrote the Senate version of the bill, a bill she began working on after meeting the widow of a fallen soldier.
And she looked at me and she said, you know, I lost my husband 2 years ago, and I have three small children, and I'd give anything for him to be 100% disabled. But he died on the battlefield. And I am barely making ends meet.
Current state law gives a property tax exemption to veterans who are 100% disabled, but there is no exemption for the spouse of a soldier killed in battle. So Senator Vandepute, along with Arlington State Representative Chris Turner, wrote a bill to fix that. Turner says military families already struggle to make ends meet on military pay. He says Proposition 1 would provide some breathing room.
The average property tax bill on a residence in Texas is a little over $3,000. So $3,000 a year is a significant amount of money to these families.
Proposition 4 comes from an oversight discovered after a good deed was done for three disabled vets in Lubbock. West Texas Home Builders built and donated three homes to wounded warriors. While the homes were free, the soldiers still got property tax bills.
Yeah, I call it the no good deed goes unpunished reversal.
That's Lubbock State Representative Charles Perry.
You know, sometimes we do something for out of kindness, pure intent, and wake up and find out that it was really a burden.
So Prop 4 would provide a partial exemption of property taxes for homes donated to disabled vets by nonprofits.
So if they're 70% disabled, they'd have a 70% credit. If they're 80%, they'd get an 80%.
Both amendments easily passed through the state legislature. Neither appears to have any organized opposition, although the low voter turnout that constitutional elections historically draw does worry Senator Vandepute.
Texans are patriotic, and they will go and hopefully vote for 1 and 4, but they got to know about it.
Early voting starts Monday. Election day is November 5th. For KUT's Agenda Texas, I'm Ben Philpott.